188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. Now, I gotta say, I originally had started this at 3:27 in the morning on Sunday morning, and as soon as I got ready, I just said, no, I cannot do this show. I've got to wait a couple of hours to get into this, but I gotta try and work it in when I can. Just the way my schedule is right now, with this whole coronavirus thing and my schedule getting bumped back, and then when I have to have this show turned in, I just have to take advantage of any time slot that I can to try and get it done. So yeah, I've typically been doing these around 5:30 in the morning on Sundays. So hopefully I sound better than most people do at 5:30 in the morning on Sundays. Thought I'd get a little extra jump this morning when I woke up, but I just was not ready for it. So I'm back to doing this at 5:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. So happy Easter, although by the time you hear this, it's already happened. Hope the Easter Bunny came to your house. I will be talking about COVID-19 again on the show, and I know this is getting kind of boring to people, but I do have a different idea of why it's hitting some places harder than others, and why the numbers are skewed, and why these models just are not working. But before I do, I want to shed a little brevity onto the situation here. I've gone through, and I just typed in my corona, because for the past a few weeks, while this whole thing's been going on, of course that song My Sharona has been going through my head as My Corona, and I knew I wasn't the only one who had this in mind. So I went online and I found a couple different versions. One was really, really good, but needed to be bleeped out, and the other one didn't need to be bleeped out, but it wasn't as good. So after weighing this back and forth, I've decided I'm going to take the time, I'm going to play the funnier one, and just have producer George with his paw on the button to make sure that we bleep out the bad parts here. Hopefully everything will come through loud and clear. Parents, just keep in mind though that you can put two and two together and know what he's saying, so just keep that in mind. But for now, let me get this show going with something on a little lighter note, and this is My Corona. This particular version is by Chris Mann, by the way.
Toilet paper, toilet paper. I'm out of toilet paper. It's my corona. I need toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. I'm out of toilet paper. It's my corona.
Got to make a grocery run. Well, that sounds fun. Why am I out here risking my life? Corona, where's a your parking space? I touched my face. Wait, I think I finally caught my corona. Stop it, don't be panic. Go inside. No organic. Oh no, all GMO. Now I panic, I'll die, my corona.
Out of toilet paper, it's my corona.
Don't come any closer, huh? I'll mess you
you up. I am just coming in for some wipes. Corona, Kroger's full of empty shelves.
Ah, what the hell?
Yes, I'm stocking up on boxed white Corona. Nothing's making sense. No more friends, no more basketball kids. I'm home from school, it's raining too, and I'm losing my mind. My Corona. My Corona.
I need toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. I'm out of toilet paper. It's my Corona.
Toilet paper. Get to me. Is it just a matter of time, Corona? Will I kill my family in quarantine?
Yep.
Or is it just a game in my mind, Corona? Then there's Donald Trump. What the f***? Why are you shaking hands and keep telling us nothing's up, that we're gonna be fine?
What?
My Corona. My Corona. My Corona, hey, my Corona.
Well, now that we've added a little bit of humor to the situation, let's go ahead and get back to the topic at hand, which is, of course, COVID, the coronavirus. Now, I know you're getting tired of hearing about this, but there are things that are coming up each week that need to be shared. The information needs to get out there. I had someone email me last week with a question, and it was a pretty genuine question. And they said, well, you know, it looks like the majority of the countries that are being hit by COVID are countries that were in support of Brexit. The United States was a strong supporter of Boris Johnson, of course, the UK, and Italy has made comments recently about possibly wanting to get out of the EU. So it was a good question. It was a good point to bring up. But no, it was not genetically engineered to specifically be biologically dropped in these three countries to go after us because we support separating from the European Union. Let me just explain to you why this has hit. We'll start with China first. It hit China very hard because there are so many people crowded together in the city of Wuhan. But getting out of China, where did it really start first? And that was Italy. Now, the reason for this is that, folks, you may not know it, but the Chinese own Italy just like the Japanese own Hawaii. I mean, you go to Honolulu, I think something like 90% of Honolulu is owned by the Japanese. You go to Italy, it's the same exact thing. Most people do not realize how much of Italy is actually owned by the Chinese. Why? I don't know. They seem to have an affinity for the country. So you had tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people going into Italy, coming directly from China for months before this thing was released by China that it was actually real and out there. So you had so many cases coming into Italy directly from China, that's why it hit there first. Now, secondly, when you get into Italy, it's an old world country, Spain and Italy. That's why Spain's being hit hard as well. You'll understand as I explain this. You've seen in the movies these towns where these apartments are just one on top of the other on these little narrow alleys that are so skinny you can hardly get a full-size, well, you can't even get a full-size car up some of these things. That's why Italian cars are so small, so they can navigate through these narrow alleyways. So you have all of these people cramped into each other where there's no room to breathe, and you have a huge, and this is important, a huge smoking population in Italy. So in Spain and Italy, where those numbers were high, it's because you had people closely packed together, very densely, with a high number of smokers, so they had lung infections. And remember, folks, there has to be some sort of an underlying factor to result in a fatality for the most part. So that's why it was so bad in Italy. So now I know you're thinking, okay, Tommy, so what about the US? What about the UK? Well, let's focus on that, because these numbers do not reflect the United States, nor do they reflect the entire country of Britain or the United Kingdom in general. Now think about this. Where are the numbers the highest in the United States? Think about that, folks. There is only one city in this country that has living conditions that mimic those of Italy, where people are cramped together, one on top of the other, with these little narrow alleyways in between the buildings, and that's New York City. In addition to that, New York City has the highest number of smokers per capita in the United States. And one final blow to New Yorkers is 9/11 lung. The people that inhaled all the garbage that came out of those burning buildings when they came down. And that dust went a long way, folks. There was asbestos in there. There was who knows what was in there. Again, underlying lung conditions. That's why the numbers are so high in New York, and those numbers don't reflect anywhere else in the United States. There's, 8 million people that I know of, at least 8 million people in New York, if not more. And where is this happening in the UK? Dun, dun, dun. London. 10 million people, again, packed into an old European-style city. Now, some of the new areas are more open, but most of London are these flats. We call them apartments. They call them flats over there that are just crammed together. And a lot of smokers in London. That's why these numbers are so high in the United States and the UK. It's just the one little area that's skewing the numbers for everything else. And the left is jumping on this. The media is jumping on this and making it look like our numbers are horrible. And they're not. The only really horrible numbers were in Italy. That was across the board. But again, I'm sure once you got out into the country, those numbers dropped just like they do here. The models that they were basing everything on were based on lies. They were based on exaggerations. They took the worst case scenarios, the numbers from the hardest hit places, and extrapolated that to make it look like the entire United States, the entire world, was going to fall under these numbers. And it's just not the case. It won't happen. They've been doing this for years with their climate change models. If they had 1,000 models and one of them had numbers that looked good to them, that kind of bolstered what they were saying, they would take that model and they would extend it out for 30, 40, 50, 100 years using false data. And they used these models the same way. They took the worst numbers, the worst case scenarios, and they extrapolated everything out to numbers that just weren't there. Originally, they said 2.2 million people were going to get this. Well, look, there are millions of people in this country who have already had it or who currently have it. And I've told you this before. People started getting sick as early as November with a mysterious illness that took a couple days to go away. Nobody knew what it was. They went to the doctor. They got tested for flu. It was negative for A and B. They had coronavirus. It was here. People just didn't know about it. They didn't know what it was. They just thought it was the flu or some weird strain of the flu or something else that they caught and had no idea what it was. We come down with things all the time. We don't know what they are. It could be the flu. It could be anything. So for months, people had it and they built up immunities because they were sharing the air. And when you share a virus, it builds up immunities in people and it goes away. The worst thing that you can do is to sequester people and keep them apart because they're not going to build up the immunities. Sweden knew this. They understood this whole concept. And what they did is they sequestered the very old and the very sick, the people who were at risk for contracting this, who had underlying health issues, particularly lung issues. But they let everyone else mingle. They didn't shut down the restaurants. They didn't shut down the movie theaters. They didn't close businesses. They didn't force businesses to shut down. Everything stayed open. And you know what? In the entire country of Sweden, they've only had 11 deaths that I know of. It may be more now, but as of last week, it was 11 deaths. That's a huge difference from what they're saying everywhere else for what's happening. But these states are shutting these businesses down. Now, our governor here, our Democratic governor here in North Carolina, has added more stipulations to it that now mandate that businesses can only have 20% of what the fire marshal rates a maximum capacity per business that's open. That includes Walmart, the grocery store. Now, the other morning, I stopped in at a Quick Trip, and that's a large convenience store gas station. You've got them
not necessarily by that name, but you know what I'm saying, Merit, Marathon, they're all over the country. The one that we have here that's big just happens to be Quick Trip. And I stopped in, it was in the middle of the night because I run my routes early, so it was, I don't know, it was still fairly early, something like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I stopped in there, and there was a sign on the door. And this was not written on a sheet of notebook paper. This was a commercial sign made by Quick Trip. I mean, it was a real static sign that was on there, limiting the number of customers to 10. 10. They have 24 pumps, and they're only going to allow 10 people at a time into their business? This is the insanity that we're facing because of this panic from these sheep who are listening to their lying leaders and falling for all their crap, hook, line, and sinker. They got 24 pumps. You get one person per car, that's 24 people. What if they got a family? What if somebody's got to pee? You know, I use those things in the middle of the night when something hits me and I got to go. I got to stand outside and wait for 15 people in front of me to get out of the way. This is utterly ridiculous. So people, they expect people to stand in line, then pay for their gas. Oh no, I put too much in. I got $3 coming back. Now I got to spend another 30 minutes standing in line. This whole thing is nothing but a bunch of nonsense. And the people are going to get fed up with it. And I'll tell you, everywhere that I go, the people who work in these stores, they're getting just as fed up with it as I am. And we discuss this. And these people, they love to get it off their chest because most people are coming in with these homemade masks and stuff over their face, looking like they're getting ready to go hold up a stagecoach somewhere. You know, and I come in and I make, you know, a few comments and they're like, wow, yeah. And they actually want to talk about it. So they put up all of these plexiglass shields in all these businesses now so that you can't, like, directly talk to someone. And the idea, I guess, is to have it blocking you, kind of like at the bank. If it's been robbed, they got those Lexan shields that are up. And then you do your transaction. You put the money underneath. The only place I've actually seen that where you can put the money underneath like that is at the ABC store. And they ask that you go in. Oh, that's another one. I think I told you this. They're only allowing one person at a time into the ABC stores to get their alcohol. Talk about lines. My God. But anyway, that's the only place where I've seen these shields actually being worked like that. They won't talk to you around them. But everywhere else I go, the grocery store, these shields are put up over the cash register only. So you have to lean around them to have your card scanned and to pay with cash. And people are just ignoring them. They're just leaning around them. And some of them are suspended from the ceiling. And again, people are just leaning around these things. Nobody's paying them any attention whatsoever. Again, it's ridiculous what they're doing, what they're going through. And again, it's getting even worse. As this thing should be getting ready to be lifted in a couple of weeks here in North Carolina, now they're coming down even harder. They've shut down the parks now. North Carolina state parks are closed. Here in Mecklenburg County, they've closed them off to all vehicular traffic. You have to walk into the park. So if you're elderly and you go to the park to walk your dog, you're screwed. If you're handicapped, you can't drive in there and park, you're screwed. This is completely unfair to everyone's style of life. The one place that people had to go were places like Lowe's and Home Depot, where they could kind of get out, and I told you, get their gardening supplies and do something to keep busy. Now they're hammering us against that, telling us to stay home. They're not allowing people into these businesses anymore. They're closing the parks where people could go and congregate and go for walks and get fresh air. And now they're closed down too. These liberals just don't get it. Now, we've had a couple of cool days here with some rain. You know, that kept people indoors. That's going to warm up, and they're going to be nice again. Then people are going to want to get outside. People are tired of being cooped up in their homes. This is essentially house arrest, and we have committed no crime. And as it gets warmer, I don't know what part of the country you're in, how the people act there, but I know here in the South, when it gets hot, the blacks get restless and they start shooting each other left and right. Now, imagine that happening with everybody being cooped up as well, and the attitude that they're tired of being cooped up. And folks, I mean, this is a flash fire ready to go. All it's going to take is one little spark to set this off, and it's going to start happening. So far, Americans have been good little sheep. They've done what they're told. But at some point in the very near future, you will start to see people out there, maybe not rioting at first. They're going to start to protest. They're going to start to walk up and down the street with signs. That'll be the first one. I guarantee you that. You will start to see people protesting with signs. Then you're going to start to see riots. And then if it keeps on going, you're going to start to see civil unrest as people want this country back up and running. It was illegally shut down for no reason. It is not accomplishing anything except trying to tank our economy, which is most likely why they're doing this, is an attempt to try and take down Donald Trump's economy. But the people are going to get pissed. They're going to want to go back to work. And people are doing this in open defiance of the laws. Now, in Los Angeles, the mayor there recently came up with an edict that mandates everybody stay at home. Well, people were going to their businesses. They're saying, screw you. I've got to make money. I've got to go to work. I've got to operate my business. And people are defying the law, which is good. And I applaud them for it. So now the mayor says any of these businesses that are staying open, they're going to shut their power and their water off. Folks, I'm no attorney. Maybe Jason Robb can pitch in on this, but I don't think that's legal. They can't just shut your power and your water off for no reason. And wanting to operate your business in defiance of an illegal edict or an order, I don't think that's legal for them to do. They certainly couldn't do it to an individual. The only time they can turn off your water and your power is if you're holed up inside, you know, with a hostage or something. But they can't just arbitrarily come to your house and turn off your water and your power because maybe you're out there mowing the lawn or watering the lawn. There's a good one. Because a lot of communities, at certain times of the year, you can't water your lawn. So what are they going to do? Turn off your water for that? That's illegal. And I think it's just as illegal for them to turn off the water and the power to these businesses who are actually making a stand and telling them to go pound sand.
It's Tommy Freedom.
But like I said, at some point, this is going to boil over. And I had an incident myself just the other day at Lowe's. I was coming home, I finished my route, and normally I don't go to Lowe's. I was a general contractor for 18 years, and I know better than to go to Lowe's because they just sell crap. But it was on the way home. I figured I'd stop in there anyway. I needed a couple of items. I needed some pressure-treated material, and I needed some gardening soil. So I went in, I got some of the pressure-treated, but I couldn't find the landscaping timbers I was looking for. I finally found somebody, asked them. They sent me all the way down to gardening. Get down to gardening, I can't find them. They said they're outside. You're just going to have to pay for them and then go get them. Okay. So I wait in line there too, and I get up there, and I had these little 2x2s that were 8 feet long, and the lazy negress looks at them. She scans, or she's trying to scan them. And she says, are the stickers on that end? I said, there's nothing here. She said, well, you're going to have to go and get some other ones. I said, first of all, these were the ones that were left. Second of all, that's not my job. And you know what? I'm not walking back to the other end of the store. I just turned and I walked away. I just left them there. As I was walking down the cement, I could hear her pushing the cart out of the way. But I had just had enough of this. I'd had enough of waiting in line. I had enough of waiting to be told that they couldn't do what they're supposed to do because all she had to do was scan that item in. Even if she didn't have a SKU number, she could still type it in manually. That's what the computer is for, and find out what they were and ring them up that way. But she was just too lazy to do it, and I was in no mood to put up with a lazy negress's lack of work. So I've now even found myself getting frustrated because of this, and it's only a matter of time because before other people start getting frustrated too. So I'm working myself up. Just talking about this, it just aggravates me to no end. But like I said, you know, people just, they're going to be pushed so far before they break. And if they don't knock this stuff off pretty soon, this is America. This isn't Europeans. You know, we're not used to being told what to do, and we won't be told what to do. Now, there are places like the tri-state area where they are used to being told what to do because there's so many liberals, but not here, not here in the South, and probably not in a lot of places in the rest of this country either. So folks, I am going to leave you off this week with a song by Warrior. It's called Fighting for the Earth. And I want you to listen very carefully to the lyrics after the guitar solo where it says, lying leaders controlling our minds. Because my friends, that is what we have been contending with through all of this nonsense. Enjoy.